Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power
in the name.
In the name.
We know where it is to break, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say it.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Everybody, greetings in the matchless, awesome, magnificent, most gracious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We greet you once again. Once again, we thank God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living, another opportunity to give Him praise, another opportunity for us to witness those chains being broken, another opportunity to witness those chains being destroyed. Hallelujah. I thank God for that song on today. Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobbs. This is our Provoke Fridays. Amen. And we're just so excited about Provoke Fridays. We are always delighted when we have the opportunity to hear Pastor Edward Hamilton. And he won't be with us today unless he tuned in a little bit late. He called earlier and was experiencing something. So we want to continue to lift him up in prayers. Truly, he's a man of God that has always been faithful since the inception of coming on, being a speaker for us on Friday. So we thank God for that on today. Truly, it is a blessing when we can be faithful and loyal and support the work of the kingdom. And this is what this broadcast is about. We're about preaching and teaching. We have been mandated to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we know that gospel is the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. So we're here to inspire, to encourage, to enlighten, and to enhance, and to empower souls to pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus. We're on this broadcast Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. On Saturday, we have a segment called They Overcame, and that is hosted by Elder Albert and Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina. They host this segment on Saturdays at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're in the Carolinas. And on Sunday morning, we like to welcome and invite each and every one of you to tune in for early Sunday morning prayer. This is a time where we give God about 30 to 45 minutes of our time. And if you're on the West Coast, 7 a.m. is early. You haven't even gotten ready to start preparing yourself to go to your houses of worship. So we invite you to come on the line. And if you're on the East Coast, that's about 10 a.m., you're probably at church. So we understand. But those that are able to come in and just lift up some prayer and intercede and intervene on behalf of someone else, it is a wonderful blessing and a wonderful opportunity. Amen. So with that being said, we also like to invite you to visit our archives. You can go on our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can listen to these messages in their entirety, or you can listen at Blog Talk Radio. Search for New Destiny Ministries. We thank God for all of you that tune in and listen live on the internet, those that go into the chat room, and even those that go back in later and listen to the archives. The archives are available 24/7, 365 days of the year. And so we appreciate this opportunity. We don't take it for granted. You can also email us, and if the Lord touch your heart to sow to be a financial blessing to this ministry, to sow a seed, know that you're sowing on good ground. You can mail us at P.O. Box 5702, that's Post Office Box 5702, that's Stockton, California, and the zip is 95205. Amen. We welcome any praise reports and anything that you would like to share with our listening audience. Amen. So we thank the Lord for you all today. Again, this is Provoke Fridays. Our destiny focus for the past 2 weeks has been going through with purpose. How many know that whatever we're going through with a purpose? Amen. Amen. So I'm going to ask Sister Ruby. We just thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. I tell you, Jesus Christ, you know, we wouldn't know how to even get things going if God didn't have a ram in the bush. And he always has Sister Ruby Larry there, you know, faithfully manning the switchboard. And I'm just so happy that God have allowed her to learn and be a quick learner. And she has been, because she's very prompt and very efficient at what she does. And we just thank God for her on today and for the entire week. I tell you, she's been manning this switchboard. So it's been such a blessing. So with no further ado, we want to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to go on and see what the Lord is saying today. I invited one of my cousins out of Michigan to be on the line with us today, and I tell you, he has been a blessing, but I'll get into that after Sister Ruby opened up with the word of prayer. So God bless you, Sister Ruby. Thank God for you.
Oh, thank you. Lord Jesus, we just thank you today for having this broadcast. We thank you for keeping us all week long. You allowed us to come on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Lord Jesus, and we without interruption. We thank you to send your people, your precious people, your royal family of baptized believers in Jesus Christ, fill of the Holy Ghost, and your precious people all over this land. We know that it's just not in the United States that you have given Evangelist Bernard, the founder and host of this broadcast, New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection. You have given it all over the world to bring to preach and teach your holy word. And for that, yes, we're so grateful. We're so grateful that you find us, that you want us. Head on almost. Oh, glory. You want us to come on and preach your word, teach your word all over this world, because you said you made heaven and earth. You made it in 6 days. So everything and everywhere, Lord Jesus, is in your hands, and you are the keeper and founder of what it's going to be and how it's going to be and what it's going to set up to do, and whether whoever you will have on here. We thank you and we praise you. I thank you so much for Evangelist Bernard hosting and manning this broadcast. We ask you to bless her, to keep her, to put the blood around her, that no weapon and form against her shall prosper, that everything that she wants to do, it shall come to pass, and it shall come, like she say, with a purpose. Ever since we've been on this broadcast, maybe a lot of you, the listeners that you put on this broadcast, don't understand, but I've been with her going on 19 months. I think it'll be what... I can't, it's about 19 or 20, and Lord Jesus, I know every subject and topic that she gets, it comes from you, from heaven, down to your precious people, and for that we're grateful. If we said or done anything that was against your precious soul, Lord Jesus, we repent, because we don't want the rhema word to come down from heaven to be hindered because of us. You said if we've done anything to repent, and you will hear, and you will answer, and you will take it at from our charge. So we thank you today. We praise you, and I thank you that you allow me to come on and praise your word unto your precious people. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, and we thank you for leading and guiding and taking us to where you would have us to go. Lord Jesus, you said if we need wisdom, if we need understanding, and we need knowledge, we don't have to go far. All we have to do is call out to you. And you said you never slumber and you never sleep. You're there 24/7, as Evangelist Bernard said about this archive that you can go in. But you are there, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the anointing one. Hallelujah. You call, hallelujah, you listen. You answer us, and for that we're so grateful. We thank you for sending on your precious people on this broadcast, because we don't see them face to face, but we know and we hear their hearts. And we thank you for bringing them on, Lord Jesus, and having them to have a word, for a rhema word from you on high. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Family all over the world, but especially the ones that we know. We pray for Evangelist Phillips and her family and her sister
that passed
on to this earth. Lord, to bless her, to keep her, and watch over children that her sister have kept. We pray for Minister Lewis that came on yesterday, that you will still strengthen him and encourage him as he went through with first his sister passing away, and then his mother. Hallelujah, but you gave him strength yesterday to come on and preach and teach your holy word. to your people, and for that we're so grateful. We love you and we praise you, and each and every one that's on this broadcast or where they're listening all over the world, Lord, your word can go where we can't go. You said your word shall not come back void. It shall accomplish. And we're looking forward to it, and we're grateful, and we love you, and we praise you, and we can't do anything but give you all the glory and you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we say thank you and thank you and thank you. We had 10,000 times. We couldn't thank you enough for keeping us and bringing us back at your appointed time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. Truly, we bless the Lord today. We thank God for Pastor Hamilton, and even in his absence, you know, I'm just so thankful for God, because God does this thing, not us. God does it. And I just give God glory for him being a man of God that's always so faithful and always so timely. So, God, whatever situation is going on, we ask you to bless, work it out like nobody can but you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Do you see my cousin on the line, Sister Ruby?
I've been seeing him about 10 minutes ago. Praise the Lord. 517.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Oh, bless. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How
praise
you doing?
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Ruby, Aaron, and Aaron, really, I think it was Monday or Tuesday this week, I was a little down in my spirit and needed a little lift, and Sister Ruby started speaking a word into my life, and then just about an hour or so late, I got this call from my cousin, and he began to encourage me with the same word that Sister Ruby was encouraging me with, and it was a word from the Lord. And I tell you, this young man has been such a blessing in my life. We've known him for over 20-some odd years, and he is family. And I tell you, he is a wonderful young man that loved the Lord. He loved God's people. He is a family-oriented man of God. And I tell you, he has just been an encouragement in my life and in his family life. And so many other saints can testify, when Aaron speak a word in their life, you can expect things to change. He is an atmosphere changer. He sets the atmosphere, and God changed things just by him speaking a word. Amen. And when I received the call this morning from Pastor Hamlin and saying he may not make it, and instantly the Lord put Aaron on my heart. And I called him, and he said, you know what, I was coming on that line today. And, oh, God, I give God glory for that, because it's not me, it's God. And that's what I'm always asking God. Lord, lead and guide me. Lead and guide me into all your truth, into all your righteousness. So I'm just happy to have him with me on today. And I tell you, again, he's a wonderful young man. He is the son of Bishop Alfred Singleton. He was the former presiding bishop of the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith. And his father is a father to 12 sons and daughters, and Aaron is the eighth child born to the union of Alfred and Elizabeth Singleton, and his mother has gone on to be with the Lord about maybe almost 5 years now. And I tell you, when I talk to Aaron, he reminds me so much of his mother, because he has, yeah, how many know that God of put a mantle on your life, just like he gave the mantle of Elijah to Elisha. And Elisha asked him for a double portion. He said, let a double portion fall on me. That's what I want. And Elijah said, well, that's a hard thing. But as I think about Aunt Liz and I think about Aaron, God left God deposited a double portion of his mother's spirit upon him, and he's just a nurturer. He just had that kind of effect where when you meet him, it's like you've been knowing him all your life. He's been born into holiness, born into this life that has been sanctified and set aside. But he don't ride on the coattails of his father and his siblings and the things that they're doing. He has his own identity, and he know who he is in Christ Jesus. So as we thank the Lord today for having him with us today to just encourage us and give us a word from the Lord, and you know what God is speaking in his spirit today. Again, our focus was going through with purpose, but you know the Lord always shifting some things because we all need encouragement. We all need to know that God is with us. He's with us when we up. He's with us when we down. He's with us when we have, and he's with us when we have not. We need to be encouraged. And as I was reading today, getting preparing for this broadcast, the Lord dropped something in my spirit, but I want Aaron to come forward right now, and I want him to be able to speak as the Lord. Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, God is an amazing God. He is an amazing God. When you think not, the Lord said, your thinking is not mine. Remember, he said, your ways are not my ways, and your thoughts are not my thoughts. My ways are higher than yours, and my thoughts are higher than yours. So guess what? You don't know the mind of God. So all we can do is ask God to give us some wisdom, give us some strength, give us some understanding to say what does say the Lord. So I'm happy about Aaron being here with us today. Oh, God, I get excited when it's family, when it's family supporting one another. And there's no envy and there's no jealousy. We just in here to encourage one another and do the work of the ministry. So with no further ado, I'd like to present to some and introduce the others, my cousin, all the way from Lansing, Michigan, in the person of Aaron Singleton. God bless you, man of God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just want to say praise the Lord. God has been good to me. I know some of y'all probably going through some things out here. You know, I don't know, but I know the devil been trying to fight me for the longest. As a matter of fact, before I was getting on this line, the enemy was trying to fight my mind and my spirit, like not to get on it, but he's a lying wonder, and the truth ain't in him. I didn't know what to say. God put in my spirit and told me to go back to Jeremiah when he spoke to Jeremiah in the Bible about dealing with when he was a child. God spoke to him. You know, we never know what we're going to be in our mother's womb. Only God knows who we're going to be. Sometimes we go through things for a reason. We go through tests and trials for a reason. But I thank God because I never thought that I would be the type of brother that would encourage people, you know, in the life that they live and all that. But I thank God what he has brought me from. I could have been dead when I was young. When my mother's, you know, and my father when I was in the hospital, I had yellow jaundice. It's a disease that'll make you crippled, blind, and all that. I didn't know that, but my mother and my father used to pray for me. They prayed for me when I was young. I could have been dead in my grave, but God blessed me from a mighty long ways. But sometimes we go through things in life for a reason. You don't know why you're here, you know what I'm saying, because God brought us here for a reason, you know what I'm saying. But we got to encourage one another. I don't know who's going through out there, you know, but the Lord has told me to talk about my life, where he has brought me from, where I done suffered and been through a lot in my life and all that. But God is good, and I like Adrian, my cousin, you know, one thing I could say, God, you know, we encourage one another, you know what I'm saying, because that's what we need. We need encouragement, you know, with one another, you know, I'm saying, you know, because the enemy, we trying to attack that mind, you know, of getting your mind all messed up and confused. But, you know, the battle ain't yours, it's the Lord's. You know, weeping may do for a night, but joy can come in the morning. But you got to believe in God and trust in God and believe in God that everything going to work out for the good. You know what I'm saying? So that's all my enemy's trying to attack me. Like, didn't want me to get on this line for nothing. And I wasn't even thinking like that. I was like, the devil's a liar. He's not going to get me. I said, no, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let him, you know, mess me up. But, Agent, you know, you are, oh, my God, you don't know what God got for you for these last and evil days. These times coming right now, and it's a blessing. This is an honor just to get on the line and speak, you know, and tell people about what, you know, what they go, what you're going through and all that. Cause, you know, sometimes a lot of us on here might be walking miracles, and we don't even know what a walking miracle is. A walking miracle.
Yeah.
Where somebody says you'll never be nothing. Somebody's talk about you and say you ain't gonna never be nothing. You know, you might have went to school, had a disability in your life, never thought that you would be where you are now. And that's where I was. Like I'm a walking miracle for God.
Mm.
Because I'm here to help somebody, to encourage somebody that you can make it. If I ever never got my life together in the church, man, I would be messed up right now.
Mm.
But God brought me from a mighty long way.
Boy,
to get my life together right now. I would never encourage nobody right now, but I am a living, walking miracle. I mean, what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. Some of y'all on here that don't even supposed to be on this, don't even supposed to be living, don't even supposed to be on this line talking, encouraging one another. You don't even supposed to be a devil look at you like you off and crazy, but that's all right. Be off and crazy for Jesus. Long as God is getting the glory in your life, it don't matter what other folks think about you, what you're going through. You're going through for a test, for a testimony. I tell people that you're both testers for testimony, for God to get the glory out of you. You don't know what you're on this line for. Sometimes you want to, I need a word from the Lord. I need this and that. But God all the time is talking to you for the word. He's trying to tell you, don't worry about things in life, what's going on with your life. Sometimes God want to get the glory, but we don't allow him to get the glory because we always think about what other person thinking about us. Well, I can't read, I can't write. So what? Just speak. He spoke to Jeremiah in chapter 1. You didn't know who you was going to be in your mother's womb. God you know who you was going to be in your own mother's womb. God is the answer. Sometimes when people, I'm going to tell people that's off and crazy, we be the smartest one that God want to use in these last and evil days. Because folks overlook us with these degrees. That degree don't mean nothing. Because you got a degree in that, you got a degree in this. That don't mean nothing in God's eyesight. We're all equal in God's eyesight. But some things, you go through things for a reason. And I thank God for me. Because the Lord deals with my spirit all the time. I say, Lord, I am a living, walking miracle. I didn't know what to say, but God said, tell them that you are a living, walking miracle.
My
you're supposed
God.
To be dead in your grave, but you're here alive. You're here to encourage. You're here to help out one another in these last and evil days. You don't know why you're here, but I thank God for me being here. Because I love to encourage people's soul, whatever you've been through and whatever. And Adrian, with your situation, what God is about to do for you, oh, my God. You don't even know if you're preaching it, because he is on about holiness. God is dealing with strictly holiness. You got a lot of these false prophets on the scene. Ain't preaching the truth. Ain't living right. Ain't doing what's right. God ain't looking at that. God is dealing with holiness. Being baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. If this can just be my last talking on this thing, I don't care. I'm going to tell it like this because God is dealing with like that. We got to get right before you. My father always say you got to get right before you do right. But you got to get right. I don't know why you're here. You're here for a reason. God got work for some of us on this line. Some things you have to go through for God to get the glory out of you. You don't know why, but you're here for a reason. And what my cousin is doing is powerful. They ain't doing it trying to get the money. It ain't all about the money because you just got it. Money. I tell people all the time, money talks and blessing walks. God love. It don't matter about all that. It ain't about the money. God is dealing with souls. We ain't preaching the truth. We ain't living right. A lot of times that's what it's all about, is living right for God. God is a holy God. You get to him, you got to be holiness. God is dealing with holiness. Time to get right with him. But I'm saying about my situation, I'm not trying to damn nobody, trying to do this and that, but God is good. I don't know who's going through. I don't know what situation you're going through. But God said, don't worry about nothing. He's working it out. He's working it out. Don't worry about what you're going through. Don't worry about this situation. He's working it out for you. You just got to believe and trust in him and live right because God is dealing with holiness. There's no more plan. Everybody ain't making it to heaven. I'm not trying to be me. I'm just telling it like it is. But it's time to get right before you do right with God. In these last and evil days, it's time to look forward, not backwards. Don't worry about your past because sometimes God messes us up like that in our past for a reason. He messes us up. It don't be the devil, be us. Sometimes we put everything on the enemy, because if I would have got this and got, if I sold this, God going to bless this. That's all right. He going to bless you. But you got to have faith in him. You got to trust in him and believe in him that everything going to work out for the good. Like I said, some of y'all on here is walking miracles. And y'all
walking
don't want to talk
miracles.
About the walking miracle.
That.
But you are walking miracle. Somebody, you said you were never going to be, even the doctor said you wasn't going to be here. But you here.
Hey.
You living. You still doing good. Some of y'all on here know y'all shouldn't be here. Should have been dead in your grave, y'all. But God had mercy upon y'all.
Come
and
on,
said, you're a walking miracle. And you here for a reason. But been dead. Well, matter of fact, died and came back. Some of y'all died and came back. And they talked about your story. Ain't told nobody the situation, what you done been through. Been
Come
going
on.
Through a lot in your situation in your life. And ain't told nobody. Don't want to talk about it. Because most people say you ain't got to talk about your past. I tell people, yes, you do got to talk about your past. Because somebody else got to hear where God has brought you from. How they going to know what you about? If you don't talk about your past, we got to bring up that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's all about, somebody to understand who you are. And I thank God, I don't care about how people overlook me. A lot of folks overlook me. I done been through a whole bunch of tests and trials. But I still hold on. I still would not give up. The battle ain't mine, it's the Lord's.
Come
on. I said, if you just hold on for a little bit, don't give up the towel. Don't throw in the towel. Don't make, you know, folks may look at you and put you down. So what? Don't matter. Long as God understands who you are. And my cousin doing a powerful thing on this line like this, to win souls. She's been through a lot, been going through a lot. But God said, look and live. God said he got
look
a great thing for her.
Hallelujah.
Got a lot of things he going to do for her. Because it ain't all, like I said, it ain't about money. It's all about souls. God is dealing with souls.
Hallelujah.
Reaching souls. You got people on here now going through a lot. They ain't going to talk about it. They ain't going to say what they're going through. And that's all right. But God ain't never forgot you. He got things he want to do for you in your life. Some of y'all got callings in your life. And don't know what the calling is. But all we need a prayer, Go on to fast. Go on to Daniel fast. God going to start opening doors. You got to believe and trust in him. He works for the good. You got to keep trusting and believing in him. But God is dealing with holiness. It's about holiness.
Holiness.
And what my cousin is doing is dealing with holiness. Like I keep saying, walk in miracles in holiness. You know you don't supposed to be here. You know you don't want to. And you got a gift. You got a talent. Don't want to use it. And then some of y'all do want to use it. You got some was called, and then you got some went. The ones went look like they doing good because they blessing themselves. But the ones was called suffering, going through. Like my cousin, we called by God. We suffering, going through, but we not giving up. No weapon formed against us gonna prosper.
Come on.
You got to trust in God and believe in God that he's going to work it out. I'm up here trying to talk about my testimony, and God got me talking about something else. Somebody up on here is going through, want to give up. But God said, hold on just a little bit longer. He's going to open that job. He's going to open that business. You got to believe in him. And I'm not talking just to be talking, trying to get you to soul. No. God is dealing with you. Because God got work for you to do. Don't give in. Got some jobs he want to give to you. Some of y'all are supposed to be a multimillionaire right now. Don't want to say billionaires because you don't believe that. You don't have that type of faith to be a billionaire.
I am a billionaire.
I'm a billionaire for God. If God can do it in the days in the Bible, why he can't do it in the days now? But we don't believe that type of faith. It can't work like that. You got to have these many people in it. That's a lie from the pits of hell. No weapon formed against you going to prosper. If he can do it with Joseph, what he can do with us? You ain't hearing me. If he can do it with Joseph, and he was human too, but we don't look at it like that. God can't make that happen. Oh, God can make it happen. It depends on your faith. It depends on your faith in God.
Your faith.
If you're supposed to be a more-time millionaire, I don't look at millionaires. That's chump change to me. To God, I'm a billionaire for God. I'm a more-time billionaire for God. Stop believing billions. There ain't nothing too hard for God if you trust. But
nothing
God ain't going to give it to you if you can't bless nobody else. See, God ain't going to give you wealth if you can't bless nobody else with the wealth.
Woo!
I don't need money. I say wealth. Well, if you can't bless nobody else with the wealth, he ain't going to give it to you. That's why you're broke. Try to open a business up and ain't nothing working out. Because you're broke, you ain't giving. He ain't telling you soul. You got to give to bless somebody else. But he's going to give it to you. He can trust you with billions, just like in the Bible days. Adam, all been on them days. Blessing with him in the Bible days and Joseph and all them and all these different ones in the Bible. We don't believe that stuff. We don't, oh, that can't happen. Oh, my God. Just don't understand what God can do. And it can happen to you. You got to believe it and trust in him. Don't worry about him. Don't worry about what other folks. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand knows. That's what it says in the Bible, right? But we don't believe that. Can't happen. We don't believe that it can happen like that. We don't believe that God can bless that type of wealth. Oh, that can't happen. That's why a lot of folks get messed their blessings, because they don't believe that what God can say he can do. We say we do believe, but we don't believe it. We got to trust in him. He can make you a multi-billionaire, but you got to believe it and trust in him. That's like I told you from a cousin Adrian. I said that I could see God blessing you in this thing. It's going to get bigger than this. It's going to get larger. God going to open the door, not even here in the United States. Going to be out of the United States. You're going to be hitting all kind of folks. People sick nowadays. They need Jesus in their life. But nobody's preaching about that. They ain't talking about the truth about what Jesus want to do in your life. We want to overlook some things. It don't take all that. Oh, yes, it do. It takes that and more things to live right for what Jesus wants. We don't want to believe it. We don't believe God can do that. Oh, God can do whatever he want to do. But God is working, and he's moving, and he's lasting evil days. It's time to get right with him. No more playing, serving him. That's what God wants us to do. And stop feeling sorry about your situation like nothing's going to happen. I prayed, and I did this and that, and nothing came to pass. Well, keep having faith. Keep trusting him. Don't worry about the situation. God, I came along. I don't even supposed to be on this line right now. I don't even supposed to be living. I'm supposed to be dead. I don't even supposed to be talking right now. I'm supposed to be crippled. My cousin, one of my nephews, studied about yellow giants. That I'm supposed to be crippled and blind. I had a hard time reading and writing when I was a kid. I couldn't even read and write. Matter of fact, never graduated from high school. And I'm an older gentleman. But that's all right in God's eyesight. I'm no different. Don't care what they think about me. Long as I'm serving Jesus Christ, being baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what I believe in, Jesus Christ. God can make whoever he want me to be. I ain't worried about what folks think about me. And I want to tell everybody around the world that about Jesus Christ. And I thank God I can reach all kind of nationalities.
Come on.
Because that's what it's all about. It's about helping one another, encouraging one another. The suffering you're going through is for a reason. For God to get the glory. We don't even think about what the suffering we're going through ain't nothing like Jesus Christ. They beat him, whooped him. What we're going through ain't nothing compared to Jesus Christ. He is worthy to be praised.
Jesus.
And I love praise. The devil didn't want me to get on this line. I got nervous. To get on this line to tell the to talk about anything. The Lord said, be yourself. He said, be yourself. Tell them what I brought you from.
That's right.
Well, how people marked you and dogged you out, stalked about you, said you would never be nothing. Look at me now. Look at me now. I ain't worried about what you think about me. I don't care what you say about me. I serve in the mighty God, Jesus Christ. I don't even supposed to be on here, period. I'm supposed to be in my wheelchair. That's what the devil did, laughed at me. Said I'm supposed to be in a wheelchair blind.
Yes.
Don't know what to somebody taking care of me, feed me. But God said no. What the devil meant for evil, God meant for good.
Yes.
I'm a walking miracle for Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And some of y'all on here, a lot of y'all on here is a walking miracle for Jesus Christ. But
miracle.
The moment they complain about little things, and God trying to tell you all the time, leave it alone. Let me use you. Walk by the Spirit, not by the flesh. That's what God was saying right now. It's time to wake up. And walk into your miracle. Walk into your calling. Walk into what God got for you. Stop mumming and complaining about the little situation. We nothing compared to Jesus. We want to listen to all these false prophets on the scene. Ain't speaking about nothing. All they want is your money, 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 money. And God is tired of that. God wants you to have a relationship with him and speak what he got you from. People overlook me and say, you got a disability. People don't laugh. I've been in special ed class. So what? God said, I'm somebody in the kingdom.
Yes.
I am somebody in the kingdom. Sometimes we got our mind so messed up. Our mind is so messed up, we don't know what to do. Then we blame it on God. Then we blame it on the devil to be us all the time.
Yes, God.
God is trying to reach out, break up that fallow ground. He's trying to break up the mindset in your mind to let you know I'm here. If you fast and you just pray and seek me, turn from your wicked ways. You are here from him. I'm not on this line to be talking on here, to be your friend, to be this and that. I'm not trying to be mean, but it's all about Jesus Christ. I'm so tired of these false prophets all around here. Come, I haven't had them hit me. I'm tired of that. That's a soul no feed to you. You're not Jesus. I'm a soldier to Jesus Christ.
All right.
You're suffering. You're going through for a reason. Been through a lot. Some of y'all done cried, can't go to sleep at night, down, hurt. And then you don't know which way to go. But God telling me to tell you, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry about the situation. Stop working. Some of y'all working it out on your own. That's all right. It don't take all that. You getting on that line? Oh, you going to get on that line today? You going to get on this line? Oh, yeah, well, I mean, they all right. But they don't take all that. Stop listening to those folks.
All right.
You ain't getting on here be trying to get on here. You getting on here because you need help.
Yes.
You need encouragement. You need some guidance. God's using my cousin Adrian. She ain't on here to play games. She ain't playing no church.
Thank you.
She done been through some things that she going to talk to you about maybe next time.
Good Jesus.
Some of y'all been out in the world like me. But I ain't been to church all my life.
Come on.
I did some wrong, crooked things. But do that make me a bad person? No. God is the answer. Some of y'all been out there in the world too long. Know you've been out there. Got a call, and them the ones God used in the kingdom, the ones been in the world, them the ones he used. They got to been through a lot. The folks said you'll never be here. People done talked about you. Dogs said you ain't going to be nothing in life. Them the ones he's calling in holiness because you're
Come
not scared
on.
To go on the devil's territory. Them the ones he's calling in the kingdom of God. Them the ones he want to use that ain't scared to tell the devil that you're a lying wonder. Them the ones he's using in the kingdom. It's about his glory, and he's going to get his glory.
Yes,
it ain't about us. It's about Jesus Christ.
Come on. Jesus.
He want to use us. He want to use us in these last and evil days. There's too many of them out here talking about I'm a child of the king and ain't living about nothing.
Lord.
Them the ones he's using. When you have a strong calling in your life and you've been out there in that world and the enemy just dogs, been on crack cocaine, been in a drug, was some of your prostitute, whatever you was in there. And you know I'm telling the truth right now. Or you wouldn't be on this line, period. You've been through some things.
Yes, God.
And folks that put you down, like I said, talked about you, said you'll never be nothing. And look at you now. Look at you now. You are a walking miracle. And don't even me or told to be here. You are a walking miracle. If I don't ever talk to you again, you are a walking miracle on the line. Right now, you know I'm telling the truth. God got you on this line for a reason, to encourage somebody else. A lot of y'all been crying and going through, can't sleep at night, twisting and turning, in the bed, can't sleep. Got loved ones locked up. Got your daughter or son locked up in prison, doing life, something he wasn't supposed to do. Was hanging with the wrong crowd. And some of y'all set with God, and some of y'all not. But God said, that's all right. Because if it wasn't, it ain't true, don't worry about it. You got to keep praying and fasting to him. Because when they be saying that he's doing life, what did God say? Don't worry about what the lawyers and the judge and all them saying. What did God say? If you trust in God and believe in God, he's going to bring it to pass. He'll be out. I don't know who I'm talking to, but somebody's going through something right now real bad. Don't want to talk about it. Got that stubborn spirit. Don't want nobody telling you nothing. But God want to tell you something. God got a work for you to do. Running from your calling. No, you've got a calling in your life to witness to souls and bring souls, but you want to walk past them and don't want to say nothing. And God wants you to walk, talk to that soul. Bring them in the kingdom. Because God is dealing with strictly holiness. In these last and evil days, it's about holiness. Some of y'all don't believe me. It's about walking. Some of y'all know y'all. Some of y'all know y'all some walking miracles.
Walking
miracles. Walking miracles for Jesus Christ. And I thank God. I never knew why God wanted me to be an encouragement to somebody's soul. I always thinking, no, Lord, I can't do it. I'm too shy. I can't do it. No, Lord, they ain't going to believe me. What I can say
Hallelujah.
To them. But God is showing me. You can do all things through Christ to strengthen you. I'm a Jeremiah in the Bible. In my mother's womb. I never thought I was going to be who I am. God knew who I was going to be. And some of y'all, some Jeremiahs on this phone. Joseph on this phone. Some of y'all, all that in the Bible. But you're hiding from the gifts that God's got for you. And the Lord is using my cousin Adrian. I thank God for you, Adrian. Because God is going to do some things for you. You don't even know. Like I told you about them 7 millionaires. God is about to bring some things to pass in your life. Ain't no plan. You deserve it. You ain't seen nothing. Keep doing the work what God wants you to do on this life. You keep doing it. And that woman that prayed, the woman that you had on here that prayed, bless me. And I was nervous for a minute. I wasn't going to get on. I was going to hang up. And God told me no. When she prayed, it broke through for me. I didn't know what to say.
Glory.
Y'all not both shocked. God is doing some work right now.
Yes, Lord.
And I feel good that I'm serving God. I feel good that I'm telling somebody about my life. I feel good that I'm testifying what God has brought me from.
Because
I am a walking miracle. People have talked about me and said I'd never be nothing. Laughed at me because I used to go to special ed classes. Dogged me out because I didn't get no degree. I didn't have nothing. Dropped out of my 10th grade. Said I'm being honest. I don't care.
Yes.
But I'm a walking miracle for Jesus. Don't care
miracle.
What folks think about me. I don't care what you're thinking about me. So what? I'm going to tell the world about where God has brought me from.
Hallelujah.
If God has brought me from a mighty long ways,
and
I don't even supposed to be here. I don't even supposed to be here, period.
Yes,
but God is good.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm going to speak it. I don't care where he wants me to take. Africa, Jamaica, wherever he wants me to go out of the United States. I'm going to go wherever he wants me to go. Because I'm a walking miracle, and I'm going to tell him what he brought me from. Like I said,
Come on.
Of y'all should have been dead in your graveyard. You done had gunshots when you wasn't even in the church. Somebody shot at you when you was young. All that. Drive-by. I don't know who I'm talking on this line, but it's like somebody, it's a lot of y'all been through a lot.
Hallelujah.
Supposed to be preachers, pastors, and ain't running into calling because you're listening to somebody else. Listen to false prophets.
All right. Jesus. You, God.
And God is moving my cousin in this time like this. This is the time. Everybody got radio stations. Everybody got stations that you can get on. But everybody ain't talking the truth. Everybody's about money. My cousin ain't about that. Lord's using her. And he's going to use her some more. God got some work for her to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
I told her, I see her, the number one radio station here. I see it. God is tired of folks for foolishness. He's looking for somebody going to work for him.
Yes,
in these last and evil days.
Thank you.
Too many of them on here playing church. Trying to win folks over to get money. Who got these many members? God ain't looking at all that. God's looking at souls being baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. If I would have never got my life together in the church, I'd probably be dead in my grave or in prison somewhere. But God has to answer for me. I suffered, been through some things in my life. Oh, my God. You don't understand. Oh, my God. Oh, God is good and he's real. Oh, my God.
This is God.
And it's time for that. You're suffering. You ain't going. You're going through for a reason for God to get the glory.
Jesus.
That woman going through something. The man going through something. Don't worry about your husband. Don't worry about your husband. If you got no husband, got no, what? Don't worry about it. But put your trust in God.
Because
he's going to work it out. And I didn't preach. I didn't mean to take this long on the phone, but God is so good.
You go ahead. It's let the Lord use you. Go right ahead.
He's so good in mercy.
Jesus.
All that. Some of y'all been around with false prophets, been in your life, lied and said this was going to come to pass, and it didn't come to pass. That's all right. Because you should have been a prophet yourself. Some of y'all prophets on here. Evangelists is on here.
Thank you.
And you know who I'm talking to. But you don't want to do the right thing. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve God and the devil. You might have let one of them go flat out. Ain't no question to it. The time is winding up. That's why I tell people I didn't know what to say. God said, call to tell them that you are a walking miracle. Say they are a walking miracle on this line. And a walking miracle is when you suffering and been through a lot. And you said you were, some people said you'll never be nothing. I didn't know what to say. God, I said, what is a walking miracle? God said, a walking miracle is when a person been through a lot in their life, wanted to give up and throw in the towel. Talked about yourself. Put yourself down. Looked at yourself in the mirror. Like the song, A Man in the Mirror. Like Michael Jackson said, man in the mirror. But you said, a man in the mirror yourself. I'd never be nothing. I'd never be this and that. They said I wouldn't be nothing. But look at you now. You wouldn't give up. And if you were still in the world, you wouldn't be nothing. Because that's how the devil laugh at you. But since you in the church, got your life together in the church, and God got you out of darkness and put you in this light, you are somebody. But you had to suffer to get where you at. But you didn't want to tell nobody. That's why you're a walking miracle right now. Because when you're a walking miracle on prophet, he's going to speak it, and the voice of his voice going to speak it and talk about it. And you're going somebody else going to get affected by it. That's what a walking miracle, guys. He showed me that's what a walking miracle. A walking miracle ain't a walking miracle. Don't worry about the money. It's going to come. He ain't worried about nothing. He ain't trying to get no soul, no seed to talk to this person to get money. A walking miracle don't have to do that. God going to bring his glory on him. God going to give him his glory. That's what a walking miracle is. Ain't worried about nothing else. Ain't worried about what folks thinking about who he is. And he got to look good. Well, if I go to college and I get this degree, I'm going to be something. If I get this degree, I'm going to be something. God ain't looking at you like that. Well, if I don't got a degree, I ain't no different than you. If we serve in the same kingdom, that's what a walking miracle. I'm more powerful than you in walking miracle. Because I'm putting my trust in God. Not man, in God. And that's what God wants us to be. That's what a walking miracle. God showed me I'm a walking miracle because I should have been dead and been gone when I had yellow vagina. If my mother and father wouldn't have prayed for me back then, I wouldn't even be living right now. Because the doctor said I have a hard time reading and writing. Now look at me. I'm reading the Bible, studying my – oh, my God. And the doctors can't believe – folks looking at me like, man, you don't – I never thought I could drive. Never thought I could where I'd be at right. Never in my life.
My God.
But God has brought me. Said you are walking miracles. That's what you are. A walking miracle is when you've been through all that. People done talked about beat you down. Said he ain't never be nothing. Look at him selling drugs out there in the world, doing his thing. He ain't never be nothing.
My God.
Look at that woman,
God.
Prostitute, messing around with this person, been in this thing. She'd never be nothing. And when she go, oh, my God. But God has to be the say-so. I ain't talking, you got many gods. I'm talking about Jesus Christ.
All right.
When you being baptized into his name, in Jesus' name, being filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues, and God give you that power
Then you can walk on that devil's territory. Wherever you've been back when they said you wasn't going to be, get over there with them prostitutes that, and start witnessing to them. And they looking at you like you a ghost. You a walking miracle. Oh, my God, who are you? That's what God wants. Them the ones he's looking for in these last and evil days. These are one. We are the one. We will. You made it. You made it where God wants you to be.
Oh, glory.
But you got to suffer to pay the price for Jesus Christ. You got to suffer. We don't suffer for that. When then we want to give up, it don't take all that. Yes, it do take all that. Because when we was in the world, it took all that. Now we in Christ Jesus. And I don't know why I'm talking about the world like that. God is dealing with me with that. When you was in the world like that, we thought we were somebody serving the devil. He laughing at us like, oh, that's my soul. I'm going to bring, he's going to hell. Oh, that one's going like that. But when you serve Jesus Christ, when you, oh, my God, what the enemy meant for evil, God meant for good. Say that, wait a minute. I'm not done with him. He's in the potter house. I'm in the making. I'm going to make who I want to be so he can get on the devil's territory. I'm going to make him. When I get done with him, he's going to be a walking miracle. He's going to be more. He's getting ready to be that walking miracle. He's going to be powerful.
Walking miracle, God. I bless
That's
you.
What God wants. And it's these the time he's looking at us at this time. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God is dealing with somebody on this line. Powerful. Out there in the air. Way out there. He's dealing with you. Something you're going through. And God said, don't give up. The battle ain't yours, it's the Lord's. We may do for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Don't give up. Whatever you're going through, don't give up. Because God want to get the glory out of you. He can't get the glory if you give it up and let go of the towel. He wants you to hold and stay on these broadcasts with my cousin because she's doing a powerful job. And you ain't seen nothing yet, Agent. God going to take you on a whole different level. You're going to be reaching them out of the United States. You're gonna be, I don't know if they're doing it now, but you're going to be reaching them out of the United States. God's going to be taking your broadcast all over because you're doing it the right way. You ain't playing with folks' souls. You ain't playing with people, mind, spirit. And God's about to do some powerful things for you. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. God's about to do some things for this. He's going to open some doors. And you're going to have some haters. You're going to have some haters on you. They ain't going to like you, like what you're doing, but that's all right. Because you're a walking miracle. See, when you're a walking miracle, it don't matter what folks think about you because they don't know where you've been to make it with your miracle. You're walking in it. God, that's what he wants. You're a walking miracle, Adrian. So you got to walk in it. Don't matter what folks think. Don't matter. You done made it now. You made it now. You made it out the devil's territory. You made it now. Now you got to walk into it. Whatever God got for you, he's got it for you. Nobody can take it. Period. And so it got your name on it. It's your name on it. Stamped. You know how you be stamped the papers? You're stamped. You ain't going nowhere. Got to walk in it. And God, this thing's about to get bigger than what it is. Because these are the last people days. God is tired. Tired of games. Folks is playing. With their soul. Thank you, though, for letting me get on with you. Here you go, Rachel.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know this is God. Hey, you no. A walking miracle, he said, God gave him. Hey, yeah, no, Messiah. Hallelujah. Everyone scheduled to say nothing today. Hallelujah. Pastor Hamilton, this is his Friday. Promote Friday. But the Lord said, call Aaron. I heard him just as clear. And I know it was God. Because when I called him, he said, I was thinking about calling you to get on your broadcast and listen. He wasn't thinking about coming on to say nothing. But he said, I told you I was coming on. And he said, I was coming on today. Because guess what? God already had this day planned. God already had preserved this hour for Aaron to talk about him being a walking mirror. his mother's womb. Hey, glory to God. Oh, but what God ordained for you, Aaron already gave you. He gave you a scripture. He opened up with Jeremiah. Hey, in Jeremiah, the first chapter, verse 4, hallelujah, verse 5 said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before he formed you in Aunt Liz's womb, he knew you, Aaron. And he said, behold, hallelujah, hallelujah, before you came out, I had already sanctified you. He said, I already ordained you to be a prophet unto the nation. I don't nobody want to receive you like he said. If you haven't been to seminary, you don't have no degrees. But God will take you. Hallelujah. Pick you up after people kick you to the curb. God will reach down and grab you from the curb, and he'll exalt you. He will give you favor with man and God. Didn't he do it earlier this week? We talked about Queen Esther. How the king had favor with Esther. Hallelujah. Esther had favor with the king, but the king favored Esther also, because God made him favor. Oh, a walking miracle, that's the word for the day. We've been talking about going through with purpose. You can't go through with purpose until you have an experience with God. Oh, this man have testified and preached here today about a way, not only a walking miracle, he's a living walking miracle. Hallelujah. Some people are walking miracles, but they're dead. Because you know why? They don't give God no praise. They don't appreciate what God has done for them. Then God has performed a miracle in their life, but they're walking around lost. Lost because guess what? Satan got them blind. Satan got their minds, and they're no longer able to function in the capacity that God would have them to function in. Man, you have spoke a word today, and the devil didn't want that word to go forward because somebody needed to hear that. It encouraged me. I know I'm a walking miracle. I know I was the black sheep of the family. I know I shouldn't have made it out in New Orleans. If the devil would have had his way, I would have been there for Katrina. Oh, but God brought me out in 1984. Hey, glory to God, in 1984, he brought me out of the streets of New Orleans. He cleaned me up, and he gave me a new name. Hallelujah, you're talking about a walking miracle, a living walking miracle. And I'm here to declare his name. Aaron already preached him. All I can do is agree with him. All I can do is agree with him and let you know that there's nothing too hard for God. God will take a mess and turn it into a miracle. He'll take you from the pit, like Aaron said, as he did Joseph, and exalt you where you'll be in the palace. He'll make you a governor, like he did Barack Obama. He made him the president of the United States. Look at God. We're talking about walking miracles. Only God knows our destiny. God has our destiny in his hand. And I don't care how much folks put you down. Oh, whom God. I know this was from God. Aaron, because today the Lord, as I was sitting there getting ready, I knew Aaron was just going to testify. And the Lord said, go to Matthew chapter 5. And he said, this is what I want you to tell him today. He said, go to Matthew chapter 5. And I want you to talk about the Beatitudes. Because somebody don't think they're blessed. Somebody don't think that God is able to bless. Somebody don't think that God is able to lift them up. But he said, go to Matthew chapter 5. And he began to talk about Jesus as he began his ministry. And then Jesus began to take his disciples. In verse 3, chapter 5, Matthew 5, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Now, I didn't know what Aaron was going to talk about, but the Lord had already told me to tell you all today that you're blessed. Quit murmuring. Know that you are walking miracle. Know that God ain't through with you yet. Know that you're still on the power's wheel. Aaron and already proud. Ah, God, he said testify, but he had a word. He preached and he prophesied. Because guess what? God knows what he's doing. God knew Aaron when he was in his mother's womb. And God knew what he was feeling coming on this line. This is his first time. He heard about my broadcast, but this is his first time. Hallelujah. And he has a ministry. Because guess what? He is a witness to Sister Ruby. He goes out and witness. I could tell you about a young man he witnessed to was his friend, and he didn't know nothing about holiness. I got to tell this story. And Aaron and him was friends, and Aaron invited him. See, God already know our destiny. Aaron invited Chad to come to his father's church. God, but God knew what he was going to do. And guess what? Chad became his brother-in-law. Chad married his father's youngest daughter, the baby girl, Peaches. Chad married her. And now Chad, they've been married maybe about 8 or 9 or 10 years. I don't know, but I'm trying to tell you how Aaron is an effective witness for the Lord. And he married this young man, came into the church. He got baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. And then guess what? Oh, see, the baby girl, you know she got some brothers and sisters, and they're concerned. They want you just come in the church and get saved, and now you think you're just going to get in the family? Oh, no, they did some investigation. They say, I don't care nothing about him being Aaron's friend. We're going to try this man and see if he is the husband for my sister. And see if he is the husband for my daughter. Well, Chad is just a beautiful young man that loved the Lord. He's a bishop on the bishop. He got a job, hallelujah, with the former presiding bishop. So I'm saying to you today, Aaron has talked about walking miracles, and God is trying to tell us today, we blessed. I saw saying you're blessed. Quit talking about what you don't have. Quit talking about, and I'm preaching to myself now, what you're going through. Aaron said you're going through a test that have a testimony to be able to encourage somebody else. So let's get back to bless. He said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Don't be a troublemaker. Be a peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted. Yeah, we're going to be persecuted. But when we're persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11 says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, like Aaron said they did him, and shall say all manner of evil against you. Aaron said they laughed at him falsely for my sake. But verse 12 said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward, Aaron, in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which are before you. Now drop down to verse 16. And this is what I love, because it's going to tie in what Aaron said. He's a living, walking miracle. He said, let your light so shine, Aaron, before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. on this line today. This 26th day of July 2013, it was already ordained by God. Ah, but the devil didn't want you to testify. The devil didn't want you to be a witness for Jesus Christ today. Somebody needed this word. Somebody need this word. I needed it. And if nobody else said they needed it, I needed that word today. And it was what God had me to tell you all today. I didn't know how long and how God would use Aaron today, but I knew he told me to go to the Beatitudes and tell them that they're blessed. Hallelujah, because whom God bless, can't no man curse. Whom God bless, can't nobody put down. For if God be with you, he's more than the world is against you. I'm done. Aaron done testified. He done preached it. He done prophesied to somebody today. Now tell him the one tell that. Aaron, hallelujah. Tell him to go to Blog Talk Radio. All them that laugh at you. All them that ridicule you and persecute you. Tell him the Lord gave message today to come on Blog Talk Radio and tell the listeners about being a living walking miracle. You living walking miracle. You've been on this earth 40 some odd years and the devil wanted to kill you. You're still proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're still telling men, women, boys and girls, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to gain eternal life? Aaron, do that, Sister Ruby. He go out into the highways and the hedges. He's not comfortable in the $1 million, $2 million churches father have trying to dress and look cute. Aaron will go in the hood. Aaron will go to Skid Row. He'll go in the whole houses and he'll stand up and tell them, oh, you need to be saved. You need to live right. You need to change your life. He's not afraid. He's a bold witness. He's a bold witness for God. Oh, and that's what God is looking for. He's looking for somebody that's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's not ashamed to share your story. You better share your story with the saints. Hallelujah. For the Bible said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Oh, God bless you, Aaron. Woo, Jesus, you done stirred me up today. You stirred me up because I knew God had put you in my heart this morning. And he said, call Aaron. Hallelujah. Aaron don't have his minister's license, and you don't need no license to teach and preach the gospel. You don't need no license to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come. Sister Ruby don't have no license, but guess what? When she get out there on the battlefield, she's telling them about Jesus Christ. She's telling them about the gospel. Woo, let me stop. Aaron, oh God, you have encouraged me to be. Hey, because sometimes you feel like you're cast out. Sometimes you feel like the black sheep. Sometimes you feel like your life is not moving the way you have designed. Oh, but I serve a designer that is original. Jesus Christ is an original. He's not a fake. Hallelujah. He's not one of them makeups. He's not no imitator. He's an original. Hallelujah. Woo, Aaron, God, I tell you, the Lord used you today. He used you today. And tell him to go back. Tell Belinda and Trisha and Orin, and tell some of your sisters and brothers, go back, go on their Facebook page. We on Facebook. Go to New Destiny Ministry. Go to our website, and they could hear this message today that the Lord gave you that. The Lord told you to tell the people that you are living walking miracle. Do we have any more living walking miracles on the line today that's not afraid, that's not ashamed to tell somebody what God has done for you? I'm going to open up the line. Sister Ruby, it's in your area. Don't no more shy. Ya. Hold on a little while longer, Aaron. Let's see what God is saying. Area, don't no more shy. Ya.
God, I bless you today. How he didn't encourage me. Sister Ruthie. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God.
Sister Ruby. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God.
832-622.
Woo, Jesus. Sister Ruby.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it. You're praising the Lord.
It's okay.
624. Your line is open. 832-6246. Okay, we'll come back to you. Who else is here?
Bless your name, Jesus.
Okay, we have a 209-5159. Your line is open, caller. Caller, your line is open. Area code 209-5159.
All right, just stop the area code.
Okay, we're going to 760-4328. 760-4328. Your line is open.
Hallelujah. Free, if your line is open. If you're a first-time caller, we welcome you to greet us and give us your name and tell us who invited you to the radio broadcast. If you're not open to share that information with us, we thank God for you. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Ruby. God bless you.
Sister Albertine.
Good morning, Evangelist Bernard, man of God, Sister Ruby. That message today, how are you? God bless you. That message today, sir, was just really right on the money and powerful because people do always accuse you and always look at you like, who are you? I remember working in the hair industry, and I remember being on tour, and everybody looked at me like, who are you? How did you get here? It's because God put me there. God opened the door, you know, because they've been working with so-and-so, and they've done so-and-so's hair. And I remember going to Milan, Italy, and working with Whitney Houston. And I thought to myself, how did I get here? You know, how did I? But it was through the grace of God. And it's
all
the same when you're growing up. And so what if you don't have a degree? So what if you don't have all these, you know, degrees in theology and whatever it is? It doesn't matter. Your degree is in the Word of God. And I'm glad you went through it. I'm glad that we've gone through, because if you didn't go through, then how could you relate to my story? How could you be a testimony to me? Your life is a testimony, so that every person who's gone through what you've gone through can relate. Opened up so much to me, because you put doubt. You know, I'm going through a lot right now, and I'm like, sometimes it makes you doubt. Sometimes you say, well, Lord, you know, I've fasted, Lord. I've paid my tithes. I've been faithful. I've ministered your word. I've done these things. But you know how the enemy still comes back and try to say, well, if God loves you, how come you're going through this? We, like you said, we have to go through, because that strengthens us. And then it'll be a revelation, and then, you know, a testimony. We have to go through. Mm-hmm. And it strengthens us. So it just made me feel like, you know, I was on the verge of giving up. I wanted to say, you know, I'm going to throw in the towels. I don't know what, Lord, how are you going to do this? And now I'm just like, even just reading the scripture that Matthew 5, you know, 3-16, it just, the scripture just opened up to my spirit and said, don't worry, you're going through this, because God, he's got you. He's got you.
Right.
And I thank you for that message, because I know God has got me. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like in the flesh. I don't care. I may not have $2 in my pocket, but I know that the Lord is going to come through, and I know that I know He's going to come through. I'm going to stand on this word. I want to continue to do His work, and I'm going to continue to go out and be blessing others. Even if I ain't got a dollar, I'll be here. Here's a quarter. You know, I'm going to stand on His word. And thank you so much for that word today, because it really helped and strengthened me and going through with the purpose. This whole week has been powerful. You know, and we have to realize why we go through things. You know, we understand why we go through things, and it's not what you go through, it's how you go through it. It's how you go through it. And I thank the Lord that even though I'm going through the storm, God is my umbrella, and I can rely on that word and get through the storm, because I know in the end it'll be a testimony and I'll have the victory. And thank you so much. And God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, for your ministry once again, and Sister Ruby, God, and the listeners. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. We certainly appreciate you, and we know, hallelujah, you know, as I think about these women of God, Sister Ruby, and even Sister Ruby, Sister Ruby has been with this broadcast from the inception, and you all may have heard of talk about, you know, being evicted out of a building. How dare you? You can evict anybody out of a building, but you can't evict me out of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can't do that. Hallelujah. Can't nobody, Jesus said, can't nobody pluck you out of my hands. They can tell you don't come back to this building. Oh, but guess what, Sister Ruby? Hey, hallelujah. They can't evict you from the kingdom of God. Ah, Sister Albertine, I don't care what you're going through. Hey, we all going through, but we going through with a purpose. Because guess what? We serving God to go on the other side. We're serving Him to reach that place that where He's going to say, come on in, now, good and faithful servant. Hey, God, you suffered and you went through. You didn't murmur. You didn't complain. You still went through trusting in me. Like Aaron said, you got to trust and never doubt. Oh,
amen.
God, we bless God today. Hallelujah. And I thank God as I'm just thinking about Sister Albertine and Sister Cammie. You know, they came on the line together, and they had an opportunity last month to go in May, I think it was, to go to Los Angeles and meet them. And just seeing how they had a love for one another and seeing the relationship. We don't have to argue with one another. We don't have to end and be jealous of one another. Because the Bible said, well, there's two or three. Hey, all it takes is Albertine and Cammie to connect and cause the atmosphere to be changed. Hallelujah. So I thank God for these women of God. I thank God for Sister Ruben for putting up with me. You know, I am who I am. You know, God made all of us in our own uniqueness and everything. So I thank God for Sister Ruby putting up with me. I thank God that God gave her the desire to want to learn this computer on how to get on it. And I don't take that lightly, because guess what? I don't have no access to the internet over with my laptop. So I need Sister Ruby. That lets you know we need one another. But I thank God, because guess what? She was just attentive and sweet and lying that switchboard. And baby, guess what? I don't need to be there to walk her through it no more. She can do it, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So I thank God for Sister Ruby today. I thank God for these women of God that come on the line. Haven't seen some in a little while, but guess what? Sometimes God will weed some of them out. And I don't mean no disrespect. Hey, but you got to have a love for God's word. You have to have a love for performing the assignment that God has given you, because people come into your lives for seasons. And when their season is up, Aaron, you got to move on. Hallelujah. We're talking about a living, walking miracle. That is us, everybody on the line. You all are living, walking miracles. Amen. Anybody else, Sister Ruby? Oh, God, I feel this thing.
Yeah, Deacon Anthony.
I'm in the shower. I don't know if you hear me. I'm in the shower. I'm just listening in.
Oh, yes, listening. All right.
Thank God for all y'all and the same God for doing my life, and I'm just listening in, you know, get some at work. I love you. Amen, amen. That's Deacon Anthony, the Jones family.
We just appreciate you, Deacon Anthony, and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in and listening to that word from Aaron Singleton out of Lansing, Michigan. Amen, Sister Ruby. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, Sister Kent Cammie.
Yes, hi, good afternoon.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Ruby, how you doing?
We bless. How you doing, Sister Cammie?
I'm blessed.
I didn't know you were all.
It's going well. Thank you for asking. Again, I enjoyed your word, and I enjoyed your passion behind it. And like I said, just know that God is moving on your behalf. You may not see it now, but it's happening. You know, just stay strong, stay firm, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to move. But you just stay still and watch what God do. And again, you know, we're blessed by it. If you change one person's life, you've done more than a lot of people. So thank God for that.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to area code 760-4328. Your line is open.
Okay, you can hear in their home. Maybe they don't want to say anything, Sister Ruby.
Hey, let me, 760-4328. Your line is open.
We hear their home. They're not saying anything.
Hello? Okay, then, we acknowledge you back. You came on just the second time. One more time. 760-4328.
Oh,
you can hear the background noises. God bless you, caller. Amen. Moving on. God bless you.
Really? Okay, then that's everybody. That quite a few have dropped off, but I'm going to turn it back over to you, Evangelist Bernard.
Okay, we want you to have remarks too, Sister Ruby, and then we're going to go back to our speaker today, none other than Aaron Singleton. So, Sister Ruby, will have any comments from you?
Well, it was just a blessing. You know, anytime the Lord sent a rhema word for his people, he knows what he's doing. And I ate the whole word. The whole plate was set before me. And I just thank Jesus Christ for you.
Okay,
and
give me a minute, Mr. B. I'm sitting here. Give me a minute. I'll call you right back.
Hello?
Okay, you need to close the line. Somebody else is talking.
Okay. Okay, there we go. That sounds like Sister Cammie, I think. But
okay.
Anyway, Minister Aaron, I thank God for using you, and it's been truly a blessing. Anytime the word come forth, you know, I say I got to look in the mirror and see what kind of man I am and or whatever. And when I leave out, I got to remember what kind of man I am and not go forth. So we thank God for you in Jesus' name. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Minister Aaron, we're going to get him back on the line and let him have some final remarks. Even he may want to pray for some of the people, pray for Sister Ruby, Sister Albertine, Sister Cammie, and our other caller that's on the line out of 760 that did not respond, and even those that left the line, and even myself here. If God is giving you a word for any of us that you've heard spoken, that you've heard speak, you're welcome to give us that at this time. God bless you. We thank God for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I just doing the work that God is using me to do, and that's it. I didn't, you know, just trying to reach soul, because that's what it's about. We got to encourage one another, because we don't know what's going through. And these, remember, this is the last and evil days, and everybody's coming out, you know. And when the post got a call, and we kind of be kind of messed up by a call, and that what God wants us to do in these last and evil days. We don't want to, like I said, when you're walking miracle, you got to walk into the miracle God got for you to do, because you ain't the walking miracle one. It ain't that many of us that's walking miracle out here. It's a few of us. See, the ones that's been called by God
that's been in that lifestyle in the world, and God want to bring them in holiness, them the ones that we kind of pause. We don't want to do what God really wants us to do. We want to wait on certain things. We know that God didn't call me for that. God didn't call me for this. And that's how we mess up our blessing. But when you have a calling in your life, period, you're not scared. Like, your calling is heavy. Evangelist Bernard is heavy and powerful. Like the woman that you had that did the prayer. What's her name? I forgot her name again.
Sister Ruby.
Sister Ruby, powerful.
Mama, you know, Ruby, we call her.
Okay. She sounds like she got in her life powerful and anointed. But that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to open doors and you know, in the wise way and help one in these last and even days. This is what he's looking for, you know what I'm saying, because time is winding up and all that. So I'm glad I can reach, you know, because I'm only doing what God is leading me to do, the right things in the right direction, and bring everybody in, you know, what he wants us to do, and that's it. So I appreciate that the Lord talked and used me to be on your broadcast, and I love it, because you don't ever know who's going through, and everybody want to put, you know, go into town. And it ain't even God. God's looking for us to come together as one in the body of Christ. And God's really you powerful in a time like this, because you got a lot of false prophets out here, you know, messing up people's mind and spirit. A lot like the lady just talking about not too long ago, that she's been touring with Whitney Houston, you know, going places and, you know, been through a lot, but she can't give up. The battle ain't hers. And that's what God wants to do. You know, people overlook us like we the problem. You know, overlook our lives like you ain't going to never be nothing. But God ain't looking at us like that. He's dealing with the people been through a lot. Them the ones he's looking at. So we got to just walk in our calling, walk in. That's what God, I didn't know what to say, God. That's why God put in my spirit, walk in miracle. He said, you're a walking miracle. And you got to walk in your miracle. Because you got a lot of, some of us on this line got a library in our heart that we ain't even, some pages we talked about it, but we still got some more pages in our heart that we don't want to talk about because it's too impersonal in our heart. And we don't want to do, but God wants he wants the ones way, way back in your heart, the ones that we don't want to talk about. Them the ones he wants to spill out the beans. Because souls right now is dying, leaving this earth. People like you were just talking, people out there in the world. You got folks in the world tied up in the mind, messed up. The devil done had them way out there. Them been in the church. People been in holiness, but left holiness when they was younger and don't want to come back. Because there's so many false prophets out here messing them up. So they want to do what they want to do.
Okay.
That's why God said, when you're a walking miracle is for everything. It's because when you're walking miracles, it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, I'm up here. I'm on the phone.
Yeah, so that's what it's all about, when you're a walking miracle.
Let it go in the room.
Yeah, so that's what it is. When you're a walking miracle, that's what it's about. God said, a walking miracle is a person that's been through a lot. Want to give up. I want to throw in the towel. Don't want people. You have to be dogged out, put down, like Jesus did in the world. But we nothing like him. But we can be like him if we get baptized in Jesus and they filled with his Holy Spirit. But a lot of people ain't trying to hear that right now. Because there's so many churches. There's so many false prophets preaching and folks. It don't take all that. But it do take all that. You have to get baptized in Jesus and filled with the Holy Spirit. To lead the lifestyle that you live in the world. That people that dog you and put you down, you got to get his recipe. His recipe is being baptized in Jesus and filled with his Holy Spirit. We don't see
Go ahead. That's another message.
That's his recipe. I got this a lot of you. You got to have the recipe. That's the recipe. But folks don't know what it is. They thinking the recipe is the restaurant, you know, going to get the Kentucky Fried Chicken, getting all this and that. Well, that's good, but I'm talking about the spirit recipe in Jesus. That we don't want. We don't want to talk about. And see, everybody's selling themselves out. See, I want to sell myself out to Jesus. I want to sell myself out to Satan. We're selling out to Satan. I'm selling out to Jesus because I'm going to win this way. But a lot of folks ain't doing that. They want to serve the devil and God. You can't serve two masters.
Come on.
You want to serve one. But there's a lot of people trying to serve them both. But remember, they fooling us, but they can't fool God. I can see your spirit, but you can't see my spirit. You can't see me.
That's another message, Aaron. We're going to have you back.
Amen.
But that's what it's about, cuz. But you ain't seen nothing yet. And y'all coming together like this. Y'all on this line. God is about to open this. God is about to, oh, my God. You going to have some. God, and I'm going to tell you something to get off. Because my God baby's here. I had to babysit. But God is about, I'm telling you, this is to you and her. God is about to open doors for both of y'all. Y'all going to be hitting these stars. I'm talking about these movie stars and these singers about to come on this line that somebody else going to be telling them.
Albertine and Cammy, out there with it.
That's what's about to happen. And see, God allows some of the people that's was on, there's some people that's on your line right now. Been out there. Been out there in the world. They've been in that lifestyle. And that messed up their life in the world. That's on this line. That been hurt by stars. Different people did them wrong and laughed at them. They ain't making no money. They ain't doing this and that. Dogs around. Put them down. God putting them on your line. If they can't go to any other line, they got to come on this line. Because any other line is about money, sowing seed, this, doing this and that. They done been to every different line. You the one. You the walking miracle God got for you, Adrian. And your friend. Y'all got y'all on here at this time. Ain't nothing to be playing with. This is the right time. God is going to be bringing them to you. And they coming. I mean, coming. It's going to be people that have been hurt, been pushed aside. God's bringing them to you because you talking the truth. You evangelist, walking miracle, truth speaker. You're not playing with folks' money. You're not getting money. But God going to bring the wealth your way. You watch what I tell you. I got to get off because of my niece, my God baby's here.
All right. Well, we certainly have enjoyed you, Minister Singleton. I tell you, you have been a blessing. Albertine and Cammy got a chance to meet your Uncle Winston in May when I was there. So they got a chance to meet your Uncle Winston. We were there at the church with me and just had a beautiful fellowship. So I tell you, just continue to let the Lord use you. You have an open invitation. You can come on this line. We're on here Monday through Friday. So we just thank God for the man of God. God bless you. Have a beautiful day, and we'll talk.
And I want to say one thing to the woman that's with Sister Ruby. Whatever you're asking God for, it's going to come to pass. Whatever you ask, God put that in my spirit to tell you that. Whatever you ask God for, it's going to come to pass. Don't worry. Keep praying like you've been doing. It's going to come to pass. It's coming to pass. Whatever you ask God for, it's going to come to pass. And it's happening this year going into next year. So it's about to come to pass. God told me to tell you that when I was just right there. The Spirit was telling me to tell you that. Whatever you're asking Him for, it's coming to pass. And don't when it come, don't be like, I don't want that. You know how sometimes we mess our blessing, like, that's too much. Get it. Reach out and grab it. God told me to tell you, reach out and grab it, because He's about to bless you. This is your time. You wasn't suffering for nothing. This is your time. I don't know what you're asking Him for, but it's going to come to pass. And then I'll talk to y'all later, Adrian. I love you. And I get with you later. Thank you for that. Anytime you want me on there, I'll come back.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you. Be blessed. Sister Ruby?
Too. Yeah, praise the Lord. Oh, I receive it. Praise the Lord. I receive it. Thank you. Thank the Jesus Christ for answering.
Amen. Okay. I tell you, next week, join us next week. Tuesday, Dr. Singleton will be with us speaking. We don't know what our subject could be. It might be living, walking miracle. I don't know, but I just wanted to throw that out there to you all early to invite somebody to come on and tune in early. Dr. Winston Singleton will be speaking for us on next Tuesday. So we just thank God for you. We're going to ask Sister Ruby to close us on out, and thank God for you all. Have a glorious and blessed weekend, and we'll see you on the line on Sunday morning for early morning prayer. And those that don't tune in, we'll see you on Monday. Amen. Go back and listen to this message. It will encourage you and inspire you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to play He's Working It Out for You by Shirley Caesar.
All right. Living, walking, miracle. That name is Genesis today. Let me close the book. Hallelujah.
The pressures of life seem to weigh you down.
Hallelujah.
And you don't know which way to turn. God is concerned and He's working it out.
He's working it out
for you.
Woo. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change. That marriage that's on the verge of breaking